Hey everybody, it's August. They're just a few short weeks away from our conference in Dallas, Texas, and I'll talk about that in a second, but there's a lot of great things going on. As you all know, the EHT is now rolled out into our business model, and this is just a product, quite honestly, you could launch a company just around this one product and be as successful as we have been in the United States with NIRM AD. It's just an amazing product, has a lot of interest in it. And the results I'm hearing from everybody is incredible. All these different things, it's affecting their lives. And it's neat to have a product that, you know, not only, you know, like we have, makes you look good, but have a product that actually makes you have a better life, a quality of life, and allows you to deliver a gift to people. Quite honestly, I can't imagine anybody that I love or care about not being on EHT. I know some people might choose not to do our skincare products. I don't understand why, but there's people do that. But if you really understand EHT, this is just something that everybody has to have. The young, any age of life, they need to have the product. And we're just blessed. Here's a product, you know, that over 20 years of research with Dr. Stock in the labs at Princeton University, working on Tau and PP2A, really developing and being the pioneers in that space, and come up with this product that was a, you know, Princeton patent and assigned through into Signum to us, and we get the global rights to distribute it. And there's so many people interested in this. You know, you think about the Far East, they're so into the mind and the health of the mind, and it's just going to be a superhero product for us. And, you know, it's just amazing what we've been able to do in such a short period of time. Got to remember, we're not even 4 years old yet. Come out with NIRM AD, come out with the day version of it, and I can't find a product out there that I think remotely can do what it does. It's definitely a product that's severely underpriced for the value it brings to the marketplace. It was given to what I think are called traditional retailers. They'd be selling for two or three times more considering what it does. And so here's a great product. Then we come up with the body contouring. This is a product with the partners at NBI, NIRM Biotechnology, with people over at LSU at Pennington Labs, designed the formula. That's the number one research institute for bariatric and that type of stuff. And get this product called NIRM Firm. And it has just changed people. I mean, it's incredible. And again, so it's another just superhero product. Now we have EHT. The great thing about all of our products is every one of them is first to the market. They've never been done. They have differentiation. They're unique. Every one of them, we have the global exclusive rights to them. And the big thing is every one of them, there's an absolute barrier of entry from anybody replicating or duplicating what we have, which gives us just this huge time to build our product. See, a lot of times people launch products and they have the first parts of that, but they don't have the barrier of entry, and your success becomes your enemy, because as soon as you do, you know, a lot of volume, everybody else just knocks you off because you've proven that there is a market and there's a need, and it's easy for them to knock you off. So you, quite honestly, your success becomes your enemy. That's not the case here at NIRM. That's a very big part of it. You know, we're just beginning to understand in Canada, Mexico, now over in Korea, the significance of SIG 1273. You understand, you know, SIG 1273 is what I went in to talk to him about first, because here's something they've been working on. It tested 1,272 times before they found the answer 1,273 times. To find a molecule that is proven scientifically that attacks the cause of aging of skin, not just the symptoms of it. And that's really pretty impressive. Nobody else out there had. A lot of big people were wanting that product, and we got that product. And, you know, how that was found is when they were doing the research over there for the aging of the mind, which led to HT, they found SIG 1273, because what we've all learned now is that your skin and your brain are the most similar organs you have. They're basically a lot of fat with sensors, and they're very similar. So something that works on the skin helps in the brain, vice versa. And so we have both of those. And again, something first to market, unique differentiation, global exclusive rights to it, real clinicals and tests behind it, and absolute barrier of entry from being able to replicate or duplicate what we have. And so, you know, that's a great model, a foundation for building our business. And we've always said that we're going to be, you know, real science and real results. And we have just done that beyond anybody's expectations. And I can tell you the things that we have coming are incredible. We just recently had a product summit in Dallas, Texas, and we brought in all the scientists from the different organizations we're working with. We brought in the formulators we work with. We brought in the consultants we're working with. We brought in the research data people we're working with, and we sat around and had a number of conversations, one about just the products we have, you know, what can we do to enhance, what can we do to better educate on those products. Number two, how can we line extension those products, okay, because now you got a product that's worked its way into the marketplace and there's always extensions off of them. What other products can we bring into that vertical? And then what other verticals lie inside the space of anti-aging that we can leverage our skill sets and our resources and insights and our reach basically into the space? And so I can just tell you this, for as long as you're involved in Nerium, it's going to be amazing that you're going to have these products that you're going to be so proud of. And that's really a thing that sets us apart from so many other companies out there. In this industry, the direct sales industry has been full of companies that come and go. And I hate to say that because it hurts people. And one of the big reasons they come and go is because their products can be replicated and duplicated. Matter of fact, about 10 years, the juices showed up in the direct sales industry. There was companies out there with Noni and Goji and Sangyo and all. I could go on, Monavi, and you know, just all these different companies. And one company had success, and they got up to $50, $100 million and growing. So another company just replicated their juice. These are just basically juices that had herbs in it that acted as an antioxidant that attacks oxidation stress in the body. But they all basically all had their story about why their herb was better than everybody else's. But really, whether it was a magnesium root or some other kind of root, didn't really matter. They all kind of did the same thing. They're different berries is what they were. And so they all were successful, and it was great to see them all be successful, but the reality is they were all very easy to replicate and duplicate. And collectively, that group of companies built a multi-billion dollar category, okay? One company doing $50 million, another doing $100 million, another doing $500 million. They built this huge multi-billion dollar category, and then the retailers saw that, and the Walmarts and the Targets and the Walgreens and the CVSs and the grocers, they just reached in and they took it, and they took that product down to a price point, and they took the market away from them. So, you know, it's very important not just to have something that's unique and has differentiation and that you have, you know, global rights to. Global rights is something that can be replicated or duplicated. You don't really have anything. And so you understand that we bring things that have this huge barrier of entry. So that's not going to happen to us, okay? Many people have looked at us and seen our success. Remember, most successful company the direct sales industry has seen after 100 years in this industry being around, what we did in our first, second, third year hasn't been done. Most certainly, if we could be replicated, it would already have happened. Well, it's not going to happen, and it's not going to happen in the future. Sets us apart from so many other companies out there. And kind of leads me to a second conversation that I had a call with the NMDs a few weeks ago, and they asked me to kind of share this with all of you out there. And that is, understand, in this industry, we sell business opportunity, and there's foundations that make a great business opportunity. You got to have great products. You got to be in a great space. You want to have a great infrastructure and systems. Definitely got to have a great management team. You got to have great execution. We're doing all those things. But there's a lot of companies that come and they kind of misinform, misdirect, and confuse people, especially people new to the industry. You know, understand, 98 out of 100 companies fail in this industry. They really do. They don't make it, okay? But they do have success for a limited period of time based on perception versus reality. And I call them like they're wolves in sheep's clothing, and they track people. And that's going to happen to you as you build your business. It's not going to go away, so don't let it frustrate you. But be aware of it. It's kind of like the flu. The way you deal with the flu, you inoculate yourself. You give yourself a little bit of the flu so you can build up resistance to the flu. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm kind of inoculating you. Because there'll be companies that come along with their stories about their product. But the product, really, if you really look into it, and they'll come have doctors supporting it, and they'll have all this science behind it. But if you really look into it, there's multiple ways you can get the product, probably already is in distribution all over. Or if it's new, you look at it, and there's any kind of growth with it, it can be easily knocked off. They'd like to put patent pending on it, you know, saying they've got a patent when they're really never going to get the patent. I can just go on and on with the games. A lot of times you see these people with very little resources and money investing in infrastructure, and then you look at the management team, and using these companies come, the management team's done this 2, 3, or 4 other times. They've launched companies, bring a lot of money, don't really deliver on a product or can't really compete with the competitors, don't build out the infrastructure of the systems like we did with the platform and other things we've done. And they make a lot of money, and then a lot of people just kind of left holding the bag. And I hate to say that because, quite honestly, I love the direct sales model. It's a beautiful model when executed properly, but it's also a great model for people to leverage and take advantage of people. There's one we just recently dealt with, and we've now moved away from it, got rid of it. But it was just classic. The individual that launched this has done this a number of times where he comes out with products that pretty much are, you know, just they sound sexy on the top and pretty neat and have great stories. But the reality is you look into them, they didn't really have any depth to them, really easy to knock off. And quite honestly, some of these products aren't products you really would want to give to your friends, family, and neighbors. But it made it sound good. Came out with a fun comp plan that everybody just, you know, would drive their money into and make money recruiting people, but you're supposed to, you know, build customers. Had a management team that had a history of just building companies coming and going. And they, you know, and people follow them. We've had actually people in our company follow them, and they only did that not because they're mean or bad people. They did it because they're just ignorant, okay, about the process. Not ignorant people, just about the process. Point I'm trying to get across here, people, is here's the things you look for in a company, quite honestly. Is number one, they better be in a space that's real, obviously. You better have products like what I've just described, our products, which very, very, very few people have that. And one of the biggest things you want in a product is that it would stand alone without a business opportunity attached to it. Would people buy this product without a comp plan attached to it? Quite honestly, 90% of companies in the direct sales industry and the volume move, I believe, would not be moved without a comp plan attached to it. Because what you have to bring is value, and value is how the product works. Value is competitors. Value is price point. And a lot of products are overpriced just to support a comp plan. That's not the case with Nerium. Every one of our products is underpriced compared to value. Very unique for a company to be always underpriced. You take any one of our products and put them in distribution of other direct sales companies or in distribution of traditional retail, and they'd be significantly priced higher than our product. And so that's the number one thing. Number two, are they playing games with comp plan, playing games with pre-signups, playing games with positioning. All those things are not what you're supposed to do. You should be buying product because you need it and you move it through to a customer, that somebody uses it, not that you buy product to satisfy a comp plan. One of the reasons why I really don't like binaries very much, you know, binaries, I won't go into it, but they really just drive moving volume. They don't build customers, and quite honestly, they hurt a lot of people along the way. The point I'm trying to get across is we are an amazing company. We raced in less than 3 years to be in the top 40, the DSN, okay, the ranking of the direct sales industry. And if you look at the top 40 companies, every one of them, and you average them out, they're 39 years old, and they're in 34 countries. We did that pretty much 98% in just one country in 3 years. We just added Mexico and Canada towards the end of our third year. It proves that our model works beyond what anybody's ever seen, not just because of our products, but because of our mechanisms, our systems, and we really aren't racing around the country like everybody does and kind of skimming the top of other countries. We're doing it the right way where we're going in. We're breaking records everywhere we go. Korea is an explosion in Korea, and it's because they're recognizing not only the products we have, the uniqueness and everything we have about them, but the business model, the investment we put into our infrastructure, the management team behind it, and just the seriousness of what we're doing, and the integrity, the character, the principles, and the values that we're doing with it. And so just understand that's what we bring to the market, and that's why you all here have a lifetime opportunity. Point I want to get across here more than anything else is what I want to do more for you than anything else is if you're willing to do what's necessary to be successful, really learn the slide edge, really learn the 10 core commitments, really apply those and plug into our system, the Nerium rhythm, and build wherever you're at, we will build a rhythm around the world, both internally with our operating system and externally with how we communicate, train, and operate our business in the field. And we'll build a rhythm that allows you to go around the world. Most companies don't do that. They're very fractured, almost tribal as they go around the world. They're actually tribal and fractured in the United States themselves. I've never seen a company that just has basically, you know, border to border, coast to coast, in every single country that we operate in, we share the product, we share the opportunity, we communicate, we train the same way on the same operating system internally with our IT department. Those words have never been spoken. We did that in less than 4 years. There's companies that have been around 30, 40, 50 years, or multi-billion dollar companies, and they can't say that because it got away from them. And once it gets away from you, you can never go back. And that's one of the reasons we really have taken our time to do what we're doing. Again, a lot of companies, people come around, they're going to be in all these countries or, you know, been around for a few years, and they're in 80 countries. You can't be in 80 countries properly. It's impossible. You cannot do it with integrity. You cannot do it with the proper infrastructure. It's literally impossible to do that. But yet you have these people coming along, like I described earlier, with products that really are, you know, sound good but aren't good, with no protection, with management team that's just really trying to make money, opening up country after country because it's just easy to skim the top of that. And again, a lot of people get hurt. One of the reasons I'd always not like the direct sales industry is the carnage that's left behind because of those kind of activities. We are not that company. We come with real science. We come with real results. We come with real opportunity supported by infrastructure and our operating systems and infrastructure with our rhythm that allows you to build wherever you're at, but leverage our system anywhere around the world and build the business. And because of that, we're attracting real people and building a real culture and creating real lives. It's been said over and over by all the people I meet in the direct sales industry who've been around for 20, 30, 40 years that know the industry, that they've never seen a company, number one, attract the quality of people that we're attracting. And it's because of what I just described and all the things I've said, who are tired of the games, who are looking for the real deal, and that's what we've done here. And they always say that, I had one person who's very, very renowned in the industry, kind of a patriarch of the industry, say that this is genius in motion. And you guys, that's what you're doing. You're executing genius in motion. I'm so proud of you. So with that said, last thing I'll just say is you got to be in Dallas. We're a few short weeks away from Dallas. San Jose was amazing. Dallas will be bigger and better. It's going to blow your mind. We got some neat things we're going to do there. But it's going to be an extraordinary event in our hometown. I'm just excited about that. I heard that we're operating from two venues. We're treating them equal. So there's not like feel like you're not in this stadium, you're in the other stadium, that you're left behind. That's not how we're doing it. Same staging, real big stage. And we're producing back and forth across of them. I will be on each stage multiple different times operating. And so it's going to be a neat event. And then we're breaking into this huge auditorium on Saturday night for 15,000 to 20,000 people white party. I can't even imagine what that's going to look like, okay? So here's all I can say to you is get the people you got with you on your team to Dallas. There's no better gift. There's no better thing you can do for them. If you truly do care about you and care about the people in your organization, you'll be there in Dallas. If you've got new people, there's the best gift you can do to somebody who's new is get them started now so they can, number one, be in Dallas, but maybe have a few people with them in Dallas so they can really launch their business. So everything is just up and to the right. Just very successful here at Nerium. Again, things are happening in every single direction. And here we are, it's August, going to the conference in September. And that just takes us historically into some of the best months there are in the year in direct sales. And that is September, October, November, and then into December. And then we launch right into 2016, which you're going to be hearing at our conference more about 2016. And it's extraordinary. And what we've done is amazing as a company, but it pales in comparison to where we're going. So with that, I just look forward to seeing you all in Dallas very shortly. And I appreciate you very much. Thanks a lot. Have a blessed day. Thank you.